We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Welcome back to hour three of the Cook and Joe Show, minus Joe. Starkey has the one more day off. He'll be back Monday morning at 10. Let's go out to the Hall and Capitas fan hotline, where we find Bob Grove, our hockey insider, our hockey columnist here at 93.7 The Fan, longtime Penguins observer. Bob, how are you today?
I'm doing good, Ron. Hope you're doing well.
Well, we're inching closer to the start of the season here, inching closer. I know still a lot can happen with these players not being quarantined here. I think the league is concerned. They got to get them to the bubble, and then they'll take their chances. But when do you get concerned about Hornquist and these other eight guys who haven't been there yet? I think it's a little early to panic, but, boy, you want to get them involved with skating, don't you?
Yeah, you do, because, you know, we're going to make an assumption that, you know, obviously he hasn't skated, didn't skate much before he got back to North America, so... they're not in a position right now where it's a big issue, but you know, if you get into next week, then obviously for me things change because you've got an exhibition game coming up, and I don't think we don't know enough about what he's doing, what he's able to do while he's not with the team to really say it. So if he's skating on his own, it's all good. But as we get into next week, then you start to think about it. And look, every team's going through this. You know, Paul Byron didn't skate today for the Canadiens, and that's the big news, you know, from their training camp. And with the way NHL teams are not allowed to really say why players are out right now, you don't know. You can run the gamut from he's tested positive to, you know, he's got a slight groin strain or whatever the case may be. So, I agree with you. I don't think it's a huge issue right now, but could become one.
I thought I read somewhere, and maybe I'm wrong, Bob, correct me, because I know you know everything about everything when it comes to hockey, and I say that with all sincerity. I thought they had some ice in Sweden, and those guys in Sweden were able to skate a little more than some of these other guys. Maybe I'm wrong about that. I was holding out hope that maybe Hornquist was able to do some stuff over there.
Yeah, I mean, I just, to be honest with you, Ron, I don't recall, you know, how widespread that was in Sweden. I know that some guys over there were, but I never saw anything that, at least I don't remember seeing anything that talked about him specifically or how many players were doing it. But so that would be good, as you say, but let's, you know, if he hasn't had any ice since he got back, I mean, we just don't know. So, a guy with his experience, he would just have to get his legs back. And look, the Penguins could beat the Montreal Canadiens without Patrick Hornquist, but you know how much I love the way that guy plays the game. I mean, he is absolutely somebody that the Penguins will need and will need to have if they're going to make a long playoff run.
Well, I think he can drop them right on the third line when he comes back with Marleau and McCann, and they have Rodriguez and Lafferty skating there now. Bob, let's go over the lines a little bit real quickly. I assume you like Gensel, Crosby, Sherry at this point. I would probably assume you maybe have a problem with Sherry. I don't know, but certainly not with Gensel and Crosby.
No, I think, in fact, that's what I wrote about on your website this week was that, a couple of things about Jake Gensel to think about as he comes back to the Penguins lineup. And one was obviously who he's going to play with at even strength. And as I laid out, you know, my reasons is I think he should play with Crosby. Look, he played three quarters of last season with Sidney Crosby, the final three quarters of last season with Sid. He, you know, obviously was limited this year because of injuries to both himself and to Sid. And he actually he averaged more points per game with Malkin than he did with Sid this season. But for me, Crosby is a more predictable player than Malkin, and I just love the way that Jake Gensel reads plays and reacts and just happens. He knows how to find ice. He knows how to get himself open. He knows how to read plays, and that makes the most sense for me to have him with Sid. Now, the only qualifier there, Ron, is, as we know, Zucker's been playing with Malkin, And if Sullivan watches that for a couple of weeks and says, you know, just don't see it working for those two guys, you know, then you may have to change things up. And it won't be a big deal because Zucker played very well with Sid. And as I just said, Gensel played great with Malkin, really, really well. So I think that's the right call. I think the way the lines are put together is really makes perfect sense to me. You know, it does right now. And I will point out one thing that I wrote about as well in my column this week was the fact that I don't think too many people are thinking about this. I mean, Gensel only played six games with Malkin and Crosby on the power play this year. In fact, if you say, you know, Hornquist and Letang would be the rest of the first unit, that unit only played three games together. So we think about Gensel, one part of his game where he was on pace to have career numbers for his power play production, Ron, but that's one piece of his game where he's still, I don't think we haven't seen the best out of him yet, his power play production. And if you stop and think about it, you know, he hasn't played with the quote-unquote first unit for a couple of years because Phil Kessel was performing well when he played there. So one thing I'm watching is how does Gensel – look, he's played with Malkin and Crosby, but how does he learn how those guys play on the power play? Because he hasn't spent hardly any time with that first power play unit. And that's, you know, now you got to read different situations that you're not reading at even strength. So it's something I'm going to be watching.
Well, you mentioned a power play, Bob, and I thought it was interesting. I believe Rust had the most power play goals during the season, and he wasn't with the first group. McCann was on with the first group. What did you make of that?
Well, that Rust was there, that McCann was there. You know,
McCann was there and Rust was not.
Yeah, I don't read a whole lot into that. You know, I'm not sure. Without Hornquist, McCann wouldn't be. He would not be the first guy that I think about doing. You know, giving him that kind of a role because for me, quite frankly, he's been. I mean, he's been disappointing for me. His production. He scores in bunches, and he just doesn't have any kind of offensive consistency that you'd like to see. Now I know he's moved a little bit between center and wing. That helps explain it. They've had a lot of injuries, so he's played with a lot of different people. But there's more. I like McCann. I like him a lot. But the Penguins need to get a little bit more production from him than they've got. So I wouldn't slot him in there. And you're right. I mean, Ross did. He led them in power play goals, and he would be the obvious choice for me. But, you know, my sense would be that they're trying to look at, can McCann work with this group, and then can we get – Russ to be one of the big guns on the second group. So they want to think about that. But I don't worry too much about second units. You know, they don't get that much time. And the Penguins power play, obviously, because of the injuries and who's had the injuries between Malkin, Crosby, and Gensel, it's been disappointing this year. The power play really has been disappointing. But if they get Hornquist back and they have everybody, Sullivan has everybody he can call on all of those guys to play, I expect their power play to be a factor, and especially against the Canadiens team that has really struggled killing penalties.
You know, I loved you when you said that, you know, with Zucker, with Malkin, if Sullivan doesn't like it after a couple weeks, he makes a change. He might make a change after a couple minutes. He doesn't really have a couple weeks here, does he?
He doesn't have much time to get a sense of whether Zucker and Malkin can make it work together. And again, you know, one of the things you can say about Malkin is, obviously every player is a little bit different, but he doesn't play anything like Sid. And he's an unpredictable commodity. When you're a guy who's trying to learn how to play with a guy, I think it would be easier to figure out Sid, much easier than to figure out Malkin. And can Zucker do it? I'm not saying he can't. He probably will. But we know he's played really well with Sid. So this gets back to, Ron, what we talked about before is, look, I'm not a huge fan. I think Sullivan overthinks a little bit, to a little bit of a degree, some of the movements with players shifting from one wing to the other and one fourth line to the first line and some of the things that he does. But this is where, when you have issues like this, when you have injuries or you have chemistry and where you have a lack of chemistry if you don't see it, he has the option to move people around, including Sherry. So these guys are, they don't get fazed by it. They've done it so much that it doesn't even bother them.
Bob, we're talking to Bob Grove here, longtime Penguins watcher and our hockey columnist at 93.7 The Fan. The word out of these camps, and it's early, I know they've been practicing. This is the fourth day since Monday. That Jarry is playing real well, maybe even better than Murray. I just read somebody tweeted out that Jarry just made a lunging stick save to Rob Letang. I guess he had a little bit of a scrimmage going today. How much stock do you put into that, how they're playing right now? And I still have to believe Murray's going to get the first crack in goal.
Well, yeah, obviously I'm not able to see this. And, you know, as I look at some of the tweets and some of the reporting, it looks like they're doing some scrimmaging today that they haven't done. So, you know, this notion that Jarry was outplaying Murray came at a time when, as far as I know, they hadn't done any scrimmaging. So I'm not real sure how much a goaltender can outplay somebody doing a bunch of drills. But I haven't seen them, so I can't say. And I agree with you. I think when we talked about this about a month ago, I mean, one of the things I said was, look, if they get back to camp and Murray just lays an egg completely, yeah, that's really the only way I see him not being the starter on opening night. But as I said, he's been outplayed by Jarry this season, so the leash is going to be short. But I would be shocked if he was so bad here that they get to the opening game and it's Jarry in goal. And that's not an indictment of Jarry in any way. I just think it'll be Murray's to lose, and I think he's going to have a relatively short leash because the kid has been really good this season, even though he tailed off a little bit in the second half. And no, he's never played a playoff game, but I think he's capable of performing in that situation. So I think we're going to end up seeing them both.
Well, the schedule's out. We know the Penguins on July 28th are going to play the Flyers in an exhibition game. Actually, the first game back in Canada in the bubble and then open up against Montreal. Good to get an exhibition game out of the way, I assume, Bob?
Yeah, they need this. They absolutely need that. And I think the players, this was part of the return to play negotiation. I think the league's initial thought, Ron, was two games per team. And I think the players pushed back and said, we're good. One will do us. So I think it's absolutely the right thing to do. I don't think you need two more games, but you do need a game. So, and they'll, you know, it'll be a good test for them, because let's remember, if you want to take a look at back at the whole second half of the season, the Flyers were without question one of the NHL's best teams. That's one of the reasons why Alain Vigneault is a Coach of the Year finalist. So it'll be a good test for the Penguins.
Bob, it's funny. It's kind of like typical of 2020. Did you see the story out of Edmonton last night?
Yeah.
The Rogers Center, one of the two arenas that in the Hub City Edmonton, Hub City in Toronto, the Rogers Center is damaged by a storm last night. Is that typical of 2020 or what?
Yeah, it absolutely is. So, I mean, it's like, you know, all that water pouring through. I think most of us have seen the video. That's one of the entrance hallways to Rogers Place. And, you know, the good news is it's not going to change anything. It's not going to affect the NHL's ability. But to your point, you had a laugh. And I just thought to myself, what's next? A swarm of locusts? Yeah. So,
you're right.
That was a pretty bad storm that hit Edmonton there.
Hey, Bob, thanks for the time as always. We'll look forward to talking to you next week as we really inch closer, hopefully, to the season. Have a great weekend, my friend.
Hey, you too, Ron.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.